You're live with Lonnie on Praise. Who's this?
My name is Clem.
Somebody's talking in the background?
Yes, sir. Can you hang up with me? I got Lonnie Honey on the phone from the radio. How you doing, Mr. Honey?
Good. What's on your mind?
I just want to ask you a question. I've been with a young lady for 32 years. I love this lady very, very much. I give her whatever her heart desires. And I feel as though I'm not getting the respect that a man who takes care of his family deserves. And, you know, I don't think she talks to me the way I deserve. I'm not saying that I'm perfect, because I'm not. You know I have my faults also. Mm-hmm. And I know I give her a headache. And sometimes also. But I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't get high. I don't do any of that.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Is that her talking in the background?
Yes.
She...
And you see, I asked her, you know, but she just hung up. But anyway, you know, I wanted to know, you know, I've been with her longer than I've been here on this earth. I've been here 32. I'm 53. She's 51. We got a son that's 30. You understand what I'm saying? And I feel as though, you know, in the beginning of our relationship, I wasn't the man that I was. Because if I was the man that I am now, I feel as though that we wouldn't be together.
Okay, let me stop you for a minute. She's sitting there, right?
Yes.
Let me speak to her.
Hold on one moment. He wants to speak to you.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, Mr. Hunter. And yourself?
Good, good, good. Listen, the best way to kind of circumvent what we're talking about here with your husband is for me to ask you this question. As you hear him talking about the situation,
yes.
What's your response to that?
My response is, I mean, it's the truth. But as far as what he's speaking about, I mean, it's the truth. But, you know, I look at it, he's coming to say we've been together 32 years, but my last name has never changed to his.
Okay, so you all have never been, you're not married.
You got it.
Okay, and that is the foundation of you trying to figure out why am I here for 32 years and nothing has changed. All right, let me speak to him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm back, Mr. Hunter.
All right, and that's the piece that you conveniently left out of your story.
No, I was getting ready to explain why I proposed to her. She's walking around with a 3-carat canary yellow diamond ring on her finger.
When I was in
the military, I got married. And now the problem is, I don't know where my wife is. I don't know if she's alive, dead, married, or whatever. I got in touch with lawyers. They told me I had to put an ad in the paper. As we speak, I'm going through the process of hiring a lawyer now to try to find her and get divorced so I can marry her.
What's your girlfriend's name?
Her name is Cheryl.
Okay, let me speak to Cheryl.
Hold on.
Yes?
Cheryl, he asked you to marry him?
Yes, I'm 51. He did that when I was 45.
And you said yes to that question?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and in those 5 years, what's been stopping you all from getting married?
Him handling his business.
Okay.
As I'm concerned.
And the business that he has to handle, you understand what that business is with the wife not knowing where she is, and if he gets married to you, he will be in a place of bigamy?
Yes, I do know that. But and you figure from the time he proposed, like, we've been together, as he said, for 32 years.
Okay.
The time that he proposed, I mean, I look at that like, you know, within even before the proposal, you know, being together even before the proposal.
Let me be real honest with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about 32 years,
yes.
If you were going someplace, Cheryl, you'd be gone.
I already know that.
So I need you to just fix your attitude
and
help him help you. And by that, I mean, whatever it is that you keep saying that he needs to handle his business, there is no, after 32 years, there is no more his business. It's the two of your business.
Okay.
Especially when it comes to finding out how to get free from this other woman. So, Cheryl, this is what I am going to ask you to do.
Yes.
Navigate him through whatever steps he needs to go through to get free from this woman.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just watching him be frustrated and not being able to do it,
mm-hmm.
see what you bring to the table to help it happen.
Okay.
Because you really don't have a discontent in him until it happens and then he still doesn't marry you.
Uh-huh.
As long as he has this excuse, it is a valid excuse. You feel me? And what's happening is if you all don't start working together to get this excuse wiped out, what the enemy's going to do is he's going to make the fact that you're not married after 32 years become the bigger problem. And that's not the bigger problem. You love that dude.
Yes, I do.
And he loves you.
Yes, he does.
But what's frustrating you is the people who are your friends talking in your ear about this length of time being with this man and you're not married to him. And they don't know the ins and outs of what has happened to make this stop. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah. So
I say to you, Mr. Hunter?
Absolutely.
There's not really no one in my ear.
Let me tell you who's in your ear.
The
enemy is in your ear.
I got you.
Yeah. And when you are on your own and you're thinking about this, you're having a conversation about this and about him alone, the conversation in your head when you're having it by yourself paints a picture that he is not even able to alter at all because you're not talking to him. You're talking to yourself about him.
Yes.
So what I want you to do is this is going to be your get it done goal, all right?
Yes.
Connect with him and he connect with you and see what kind of forward motion you can do within the next 6 months. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
To get this wiped out.
Okay.
You with that?
I can agree with that.
Cool beans. Let me speak back to him.
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, Mr. Hunter.
All right, let me tell you something. I want you to hear me real close, okay?
Okay.
It would be a shame if you lose this good woman over the fact that you have not done everything that you need to do to get this other person out of the picture who we don't even know. This is a spirit of a person that's in the picture that's holding you back. You follow me?
I understand.
So did you hear? Stop talking. Did you hear what I told her to do?
I didn't hear what you told her, but I heard her responses.
Okay, stop talking. What I told her to do is to get in conjunction with you as opposed to waiting on you to do it, to get in conjunction with you and both of you all go forward to make this happen. I'm going to give you 6 months to find this woman or find where she is or if she's alive or dead or whatever, and you must be separated from this situation in order for you to keep that good woman that's been with you for 32 years. Women don't do that, Doc. And if you mess around and out of your inability to resolve this and you lose that woman, another one ain't coming around the corner. You need to make this woman happy.
Enough
said. Just say okay. Just say okay, and we're getting off the phone. Call me in 6 months.
Okay, and I'm going to get it done,
my
you know,
man.
But I love this woman with all my heart.
I don't care about that. You care about that. I don't care about that. No, stop talking. Just get it done. You got me?
Okay, and I'm going to call you back.
All right, be good.
Okay, you too.
It is a What You Think Thursday on Praise.